Update.
Good afternoon, it's 2 o'clock, I'm Anouk Stevens and this is the news. This week the Nobel Prize winners are being announced and as of today we have 8 winners in total. There are 3 winners for the Prize of Physics, Alain Aspect, Anton Zellinger and John Clauser. Swedish Svante Babo wins the Prize of Medicine. And lastly, the Prize of Chemistry went to the American-Danish trio Carolyn Bertozzi, Carl Barry Sharpless and Morten Myrdal. Here is the reaction of Morten Myrdal when he first heard the news.
It was just total surprise. I think that there's a lot of research that goes by, which are is very exciting, and sometimes you just by serendipity have an orange falling into your turban, and you have a very nice idea that can make a lot of people have an easier life in their research or even in the public.
Only 1 hour ago, it was announced that Annie Ernaux has won the Nobel Prize for Literature. At least 31 people, both children and adults, have been killed in a shooting at a nursery in northern Thailand. The shooting took place in the town of Nang Bua Lamphu. The shooter was an ex-police officer and currently a manhunt for him is underway. Off the coast of Lesbos, a rubber boat sank. The boat contained at least about 40 people. 5 migrants could be rescued from the boat, but at least 15 people were also killed, according to the Greek Coast Guard. The rescue operation will continue throughout the morning. A few hours before, near the island of Kythira, a sailing boat had also run into difficulties and sunk. The boat had hit a rock. Presumably, the tight wind played a major role. A week after the devastating passage of Hurricane Ian, US President Joe Biden visited the state of Florida. There, according to official figures, 84 people were killed and enormous havoc was wreaked. Biden flew over the area by helicopter and promised federal support for rebuilding. Remarkably, he also had words of praise for Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, with whom he had previously clashed. At least 18 people have been killed in an armed attack on the town hall of San Miguel Totolapan in the Mexican state of Guerrero. Among them was the mayor of the township. According to Mexican media, drug cartels are responsible for the violence. Police officers and council workers were also killed in the massacre, with graphic images of bloodied bodies lying on the ground circulating on social media. Mr. Mendoza Almeida's father, the former mayor, was also killed in his home before the attack moved to the town hall.